USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, the president holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies.
I will keep you jobs in America, and I'll bring rioters, looters, violent extremists, anarchists. We will bring them to justice. That's what we're doing right now. We have over 400 right now under arrest. These are bad people. Over the last 3.5 years, we've secured America's borders, fixed our broken trade deals.
While Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his Thursday in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
People are beginning to see, because of COVID, who the people are out breaking their necks and risking their lives to keep them safe in their homes.
Biden and the president visiting Kenosha after the mayor there said he'd rather not have either of them in town. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A rough day on Wall Street as investors decided to sell after weeks of record-setting highs. All three major stock indexes losing more than 2.5% despite some good economic news in the morning regarding jobless claims. The Dow losing over 800 points. As far as what this means for everyone, Ted Weisberg with Seaport Securities tells Fox News.
When you get reversals in trends, and the trends have certainly been positive, particularly for the tech sector, when you get these reversals, I think initially you have to view it as technical in nature. They're sharp. They're painful. It's hurtful. I'm not sure we're out of the woods yet.
Seven police officers are suspended in connection with the death of a black man in Rochester, New York. The officers were suspended after body camera footage was released showing the officers' interaction with Daniel Prude, a man who was high on PCP. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's re-election campaign and three Republican groups have filed a lawsuit against Montana Governor Steve Bullock over his decision to expand mail-in voting ahead of the November election. The suit, filed on Wednesday, argues that the directive, which gives counties the discretion to expand access to voting by mail and early voting, amounts to an attempt by Bullock to increase his chances of winning a Senate seat in a tight race. Bullock saying the allegations are baseless. In Montana, absentee ballot rules say any Montanan is able to request an absentee ballot and vote by mail. That ballot does have to be received one day before the election. Dwayne The Rock Johnson makes a big announcement on Instagram. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Wrestler turned actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson announcing on Instagram that he and his family tested positive for COVID-19, and he calls the ordeal one of the most challenging and difficult things his family's ever had to endure.
For our babies, Jazzy and Tia, it was, they had a little sore throat the first couple of days, but other than that, they bounced back and it's been life as normal. Happy babies running around and playing, but we have isolated ourselves as a family. It's what we had to do. But Lauren and I, it was a little bit different for Lauren and I. We had a rough go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.